Hello to all our dear alumni. Life is so busy. There are so many classes to attend, so many shiurim available. So I'm very impressed when people still find time to listen to lectures and to shiurim. The Gemara tells us about Rabbi Chiya that he would hunt deer, slaughter them, process the hide, and on this letter, he would write Sifrei Torah. And he used the Sifrei Torah then to teach the Tinokos Shel Beis Rabban, to teach the children Torah. Wouldn't it be so much simpler to buy a Sifrei Torah or write one on a leather that's available? Why did he have to go all the way to step one? The answer that's given is that the preparation for learning Torah are very important. The preparations determine the level of the learning. The hachana has to be l'shem shamayim. Not only the process itself, but the preparation for the process of learning Torah. And this is also why we see that when we count Sfiras HaOmer, it would make sense if we would count how many more days we have until Shavuos comes, because the anticipation for Matan Torah wants us to know how many more days we have to wait for it. But in reality, we do the opposite. We count how many days went by and passed already. And again, the answer is similar to what we said before. Every day that we count the Sfira is a preparation for Matan Torah, and every day that we went up in a level more advanced than the previous day, then this is much better way to accept the Torah upon us. We bring ourselves in chashivus, we bring ourselves in a level higher towards Matan Torah, because the preparation is very important. The preparation has its importance by itself. The mitzvah the Torah is giving about Sfiras HaOmer is to count from Pesach. And it says, Ktzir Seorim, the time when we harvest the barley. And we go all the way to Shavuos, that is Ktzir Chitim, the time that we harvest the wheat. Seorim, barley, are known to be food for animals, Ma'achal Behema, as we see with the Sota. As we progress in the Sfira, we reach the level of Ma'achal Adam, of wheat, that is a higher level. So we see the concept of growing and improving and achieving a higher level day by day, because the preparation for Matan Torah is what counts. It says in the Torah that the Sfira should take place Mehachel Chermesh Bakama, from when you start using the sickle for the standing grain. And on this basis, we have the idea of standing when we say the Sfirat HaOmer, because Bakama, the standing grain, is like Bekima, Be'amida. We should say it standing up. There is also another few mitzvahs that we have to say their bracha standing and be connected to the pasuk Atzat Hashem Hita Amod. The advice of Hashem should be prevailing. The idea of Hashem Ta'amod. So we have to do the three mitzvahs of Atzas Be'amida. What are they? Atzas stands for Ayin, is for Omer, Tzadi is for Tzitzis, and Taf is for Tefillin. We can understand how the mitzvah of tzitzis is the advice, the idea of Hashem, that help us get close to Hashem and fulfill the mitzvos in the proper way. Because it says, Uritem oto zchartem. The purpose of tzitzis is to remind us of the mitzvos. We also understand why tefillin is part of the etzah of Hashem, how to improve our shmiras mitzvos. Because we put the tefillin on the head, control the machshava, and on the arm facing the heart, control the emotions and the desires. And in this way, we are able to get closer to better fulfillment of mitzvos. This is the Eitzah of Hashem. How is the Omer fitting into this picture? The same idea. The Omer is a preparation to Matan Torah, and it teaches us how to get closer to the time that we are able to receive the Torah. So this is why we have Atzat Hashem, all three of them, Tahita Amod, we do it standing. And that's why it says, Usfartem Lachem Letovatchem. Counting the Omer is for your own good, because it gives you an idea how to get better. It gives you an opportunity to prepare for Matan Torah. So Sfira is from the word of counting, Lispor, Cheshbon HaNefesh, to count our deeds, to evaluate ourselves. But also from the Shorosh of Sapir, which is a clear, transparent stone. And this way, we look at ourselves and we see ourselves through and through, and we understand ourselves and we get ourselves closer and closer to that high level of Kabbalah Satora. We women are very familiar with the concept of Hachana, with the concept of preparation, whether it's preparing food for Yontev, buying outfits for Yontev, getting our house ready, but also we should try to do some spiritual, some ruchniyasdik preparation for that day. On a practical level, what could we do? First of all, it says, Derech Eretz Kadma LeTorah. We have to really work on our midos, on our Derech Eretz, because that precedes Torah. This is something that is expected from us even before we receive the Torah. So, good time to work on our midos. Another idea is, since we see Am Yisrael is so splintered, and let's go back to the time of Rabbi Akiva, the lack of Achdus then. So because we see that we don't have Achdus today, and when Bnei Israel received the Torah, it says, Ki ish echad belev echad, we have to be united. So it's time also to work on uniting with our fellow Jews and have Shalom and Achdus in our nation. And let's ask Hashem that he will reveal himself to us again and renew the bris that he did during Matan Torah. Like Yirmiyahu says, Brit Chadasha. We need to redo the covenant, reestablish the covenant with Hashem, because looks like we did not observe it so carefully. So let's renew the covenant with Hashem, the one he made in Matan Torah with us, and see it in our days again. Am Yisrael should be again united and close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So have a good Yontev, and let's hope that all our preparations will get us closer to the ability of receiving Matan Torah, receiving the Torah.